Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger, who said welcome to, not welcome back, to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, an easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. You're right, bud. We have not done this for a very long time.
It's been
a week.
It's been one exactly week since one you week. Looked at me. I'm blank. Like, why can't I remember the most understandable part of that song?
Are you talking about Bare Naked Ladies 1 week?
Yeah.
You know, like, which part are you looking for?
I can do
chorus,
like,
the,
like, no, I just, you said
to,
1 week, and I said,
you know,
since,
I think the way to start
since
is,
you looked at me?
It's usually Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, is where
yeah, I know the
starts,
part about Kurosawa.
Great. It just feels weird. I don't know. Wait, so are you trying to make a joke about how long it's been since we've done this? Because I think
no.
This wonderful banter at the top of this episode is enough. For people to
just
understand.
Yeah, we might not be on top of our
and
game
like,
right
normally
now.
Normally we would be like, hey, for those just tuning in for the first time, here's roughly what we're doing.
Yes.
Stick, right?
But at this point, honestly, it's pretty much everybody.
Yeah,
let's get them all caught up.
From scratch, at one point, and this isn't a bit, we were charting in the country of Niger. In
correct.
How many podcast charts?
I think we were top 10. We were trying to crack the top 5, and then we said we were going to come do a live episode that
did not happen.
That did not happen.
And so we're starting from zero there, too. So we got a lot of work to do. But, you know, if you're...
that offer's no longer valid, by the way.
Oh, no, for
Niger.
Sure. Yeah, that was pre-2020.
If it gets to number one, maybe we'll talk.
Well, yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk. But if you're wondering what this is, the name is pretty self-explanatory. We are making up Wikipedia pages. Off the top of our head, and it's great. At the end of each page, if you will, Glenn and I decide who did better, us or the opening part of a Wikipedia page, whatever
correct.
The topic is. And then roughly at the end of this project, when we retire, if we have more quality pages than Wikipedia does, we get to keep Wikipedia.
Do you think Wikipedia was getting cocky during the break? It's been a while since we did this, and they know that we're coming.
It's true. It is interesting. I would say I don't feel like they were fundraising as aggressively.
It's true.
As they normally were.
Oh, are
year.
We what they're trying to fight off by maybe. Asking people to give them $3?
I'm not sure. You know what?
It's probably what
I can't
it is.
Prove that we're not that. But anyways, to maintain the improvised part of this, we don't pick the topic. We let other people pick the topics. You had the foresight that we were doing this. I completely forgot.
Correct.
Per usual. And you went on
hey,
Facebook,
you don't have
right?
to be too hard on yourself. I also regularly forget to do this and many other tasks on which people are relying on me to do them.
Well, okay.
I'm a constant disappointment
yeah.
and failure to my loved ones and those around me. But, hey, I'm going to need a number from 1 to 3 there, bud. I didn't
three.
Say we got
so
a lot
got,
of suggestions.
We got 3 whole suggestions. Oh, man. We got one person watching us right now. Shout out to our viewer on
I'm
YouTube.
I'm
going to
guess.
We're watching on YouTube Live, so let's go with one.
Well, that is my sister-in-law, Kathy, wants to know about lichen.
Lichen?
Yeah.
So not quite moss, but lichen?
Liken it to some moss. I don't know. I know there's a...
Oh, yeah, hold up. Our actual viewer made a request, and he gave us number 2, or they gave us number 2. I didn't actually see the name. So maybe we shouldn't do lichen, and your sister-in-law, Kathy, can just go suck on some moss.
Well, should we look into... Maybe the person watching... How did
I
bring
saw
that
the comment. It said, hey, how you guys doing? Well, we're doing well. But I think more importantly, they said 2.
Oh, yes.
So two is the suggestion. That
internet friend and dog. I mean, but we already said the other one.
Well, fuck.
Lichen. We can do.
We
let's
can
do them.
We can do what we want. It's our podcast. We haven't started yet. We have a viewer. We should do what they want. We've never done this live on the internet. Before.
I think
we
have
we
done
well
this live on the internet
well,
a couple
we might
of times.
As well take advantage of the format if we're going to be lazy
all right, well,
and do
fine,
it on YouTube.
Fine.
So we have it recorded
you...
and you can pull the audio and do it that way. I'm for it, man. But stop pretending it's something it's not.
Kathy, I'm sorry. Kathy, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You don't care that much.
I do. I love my sister-in-law, Kathy. All right, but we do... I can't... We're doing this on my iPad, and the chat keeps disappearing, so Oh, wait, here we go. All messages are visible. Let's see if this will leave it up. Here we go. All right, so M Dog wants number two. I locked my phone in all of that, having John yell at me over nothing. M Dog, we're recording improvised Wikipedia, and we're going to do a bad job unless Papa Johnny Long's here and knows all about kabaddi.
What?
K-A-B.
K-A-B.
A-D-D-I, all one word.
K-A-B-A-D-D-I.
This comes from past guest, Pat Jansen.
Okay.
Kabaddi.
So, that's good. We know Pat Jansen, so he's not messing with us with something that's not real. Something. It's just, we have to figure it out. Do you think Pat would have checked. It probably has a Wikipedia page, right?
Yeah.
Kabaddi. Was it a capital K?
It was, but it was also the only word, so his phone or whatever would have auto-capitalized it. Kabaddi. So, M-Dog, if you're not familiar with the show that I used to do 100 million years ago with my good friend Papa Johnny Lungs here, we rewrite all of Wikipedia without doing any research, and sometimes we get words like kabaddi that we've never heard before and don't know anything about. So, Wikipedia's probably going to win this round.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, for those hardcore listeners, episode one or two was Iba Game. Great example. No idea what that was. Still don't, even after we did that. It's a drug.
Kabaddi. I learned from BD Wong in a clip from one of the Law and Orders that it can be used to treat heroin addiction in place of methadone.
That's true.
Well, it was in Law and Order. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, fair. Are those old episodes still available anywhere?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
But hey, BD Wong, if you're listening to this, the hair in Dominion, Jurassic World Dominion, looks great. I know the movie got bad reviews. People don't have a lot of nice things to say. I watched it in a hotel over the weekend, and my main takeaway was that BD Wong's hair looks great. And also, he's wearing like a cozy sweater the whole time.
Love a cozy sweater. Love BD Wong. I have no effing clue what
kabaddi
is. Like, it doesn't, like, he didn't say the kabaddi. So it's like a region or like a lake or a.
I mean, it might be. The problem is, it is. It's foreign sounding in a way that makes me worried it's going to be something that we should know about or maybe not.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I haven't thought about that. Like, or what not. If it's got like some really. Like massive significance, and we're gonna.
I mean, Pat Jansen's the whitest person in the world from Nebraska, so I don't know.
Do you think it's a corn byproduct? Is that what you're going for there?
It might be some corn based activity, it might be a sports thing. Pat Jansen, world's tallest man, does enjoy many sports.
I don't think it's a sports thing.
Is it a sports person? Because if you are talking
about, I don't think so, bud. I know, like, I know you don't really trust me, but like I got a decent knowledge base in that sphere. It's something I've heard of. It's not a sports thing.
Because with sports people, sometimes you just use the one name.
So it could be like a soccer player or a football player if you want to be pretentious about it. Sure, like that I would not be confident in, but I also don't know that Pat would want us to.
No, I think he might, because Pat Jansen and his wife really like. A soccer team. I don't think it's a good soccer team.
Okay, can you give me anything about the soccer team? A color, a country?
Man, no. I mean, I'm going to say somewhere in England.
Okay.
Based purely off of what I know about Pat and his wife. Man, I don't know. I just keep picturing Ted Lasso stuff. It's not the Ted Lasso team, because I don't think that's a real one. It might be a real one. I don't know.
Pretty hype for season 3.
Truly, every time I see the press photo, I'm amazed that the show doesn't take place on a space station, because that's what it looks like. It looks like a shot from Galaxy Quest.
Okay. Do you think...
Because it's Ted Lasso, the bad guy with white hair now. Behind them is Giles from Buffy. They're wearing suits. It's in an elevator, so it's like lit brightly overhead. Like, it looks like a space station. Put Ted Lasso in space, you cowards. That's what I want.
Kabaddi.
Kabaddi, though.
We gotta narrow this down, man. We gotta stick a
It could be a player on the soccer team that I don't know anything about that my friends enjoy.
I saw a comment was we're supposed to just refer to them as a sport baller, which makes sense. That's a pretty good vague but specific noun. I like that. I might steal that. Fuck, man. I don't think it has anything to do with sports. I really don't.
I mean, I would say, I don't want to pigeonhole Pat Jansen. He contains multitudes. He's a man of many depths.
Right.
He's a wide array of interests. But, like, man, if I had to guess, I would say sports thing. He did make one other suggestion. Now, I saw it. Obviously, I looked at the thing. Would it taint the fair play?
Wait, what? You can't, dude. No. I am not sober enough to handle you saying taint. I'm just not.
I know Pat's other suggestion that he made on the post from which we pulled this suggestion.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If I tell you what it is,
right.
This affect the integrity of our competition with Wikipedia, which will result in our taking it over?
Yep.
It can't, because I know it, and I'm the other host.
Right. Me not knowing it brings nothing to the table. Also, you know, we haven't done this in a long time. I got to say, I'm really excited that you're worried about things like credibility on this show.
It's all I care about.
It's great.
If I don't take this seriously, then Wikipedia won't either when we knock on their door saying, hey, we won, idiots. This website is ours now.
All right, Daddy, hit me with that other
Cornish pasties.
Okay.
Was his other suggestion.
Uh-huh.
So is Kabaddi a food?
Interesting.
Is Kabaddi a food named after a soccer player?
Well,
you can go to most sandwich places in like Hoboken and get a Frank Sinatra?
No.
Or go to a dirty truck at Rutgers and get a Fat Elvis?
No, absolutely not. It's not that.
Or I'm out of... or
I don't even... It's... What's it? Kabaddi? Is that it again?
Kabaddi.
K-A-B.
K-A-B-A-D-D-I.
It's the two D's.
Or Kadibi.
Wait, are you... Are we... Did you know... You didn't even read the word right?
I just want to make sure, but it might be Kadibi.
I sobered up for this.
Not enough.
No.
Kabaddi.
K-A-B.
K-A-B-A-D-D-I. From Pat Jansen, followed, maybe, because Facebook messed up their comments and I don't know what order things were posted in, his two suggestions, pretty much back-to-back, Kabaddi and Cornish pasties. Now, Cornish pasties are, of course, a delicious handheld treat.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a short pie crust with a savory filling.
So we're not doing
traditionally,
it. Traditionally. So why are you wasting time?
I believe it is beef and lamb and peas.
It's not going to help us. You little bitch.
But I'm saying, could a Kabaddi be a version of that?
Your endless need to always be right is exhausting.
I can only imagine what it's like to be around me.
All right. We are rapidly running out of time.
It is an arbitrary limit that you have placed upon us. We can make this as long as we want.
Yes.
I'll go the long haul. I'm here for the night. I'm sleeping overnight.
The problem is, if you don't think you're going to win, you'll keep going.
Yes, because I can't lose.
I don't have that kind of fucking time in my life, dude.
But if we don't win, are we worthy of love? It's the question.
My God, you have a beautiful family and two young daughters. Oh, fuck.
Yes, man. And can you imagine the look on their face when they find out that Daddy doesn't know what a word means? Can you believe their disappointment?
Yeah, they've met you up to this point, so I'm sure they're learning to deal with it.
But they're under the impression that I know a lot of stuff.
Oh, man. All right.
It's because I keep telling them that I'm pretty smart with that exact phrase.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the...
If the connection goes out, John's cat has just taken an intense interest in my iPad.
You can't be live on the internet and you talk about a cat and then the cat doesn't show up on the screen. That's it's like a Chekhov's gun type thing.
I'm not in charge of this cat. I'm more than happy for Bagel to join the stream.
Oh, that's great. That's not Bagel. They're my cat's names.
Mm. Is it really not? Oh, yeah, no. That's much bigger.
Yeah. Okay. We have to at least pick something. I'm getting antsy.
Well, what do you think it is in your heart? I'm trying to drop hot knowledge on the mic. I'm trying to spit hot fire. And you're just like, Glenn, stop spitting so much hot fire. Your fire's too hot. Let's just do a bad job and disappoint our children.
I'm really sorry if that's the energy I'm giving off, man. Because I at no point wanted you to think any of what you were saying was fire. So I really
hurtful.
I really dropped
hurtful.
The ball on that one.
Hurtful.
I don't know. Gun to my head, Kabani. It sounds like I guess we're stuck on food, right?
It does sound a little bit like kebab.
I'm gonna say, okay, let's go down that pack. It's like what if you took like a shish kebab and puffed it out like a freaking pork rind. I have no idea, dude. I don't know. You don't like that?
No, it
then
sounds.
Then give me something else, man.
It sounds yucky. It sounds yucky.
I'm not saying I like
to
it.
To my vegetarian brain. I think we gotta go food. I think it's a food.
Okay, then what is it?
I'm sorry if it is an important religious ceremony to a group of people.
I just don't feel like Pat would do that to us.
No, but I don't know.
Is it?
Man, I'm gonna be pissed off if it's something that I'm really supposed to know.
Yeah. Me too.
I mean, that's true all the time, always.
Yeah.
But I think, especially because it comes from Pat, it's going to feel like he would have did us dirty.
Okay, well, I'm at the point in the show where I'm willing to move the goalposts a little bit, right? That's, so, like, I'm willing to say...
I'm so disappointed.
All we need to do is get reasonably close to identifying what this thing is. That's it. All we're doing today guessing what the thing is.
It's been a while.
It has.
We're dipping our toes back
in.
Honestly,
it's the first episode in, I think, more than a year.
I think correct.
I think more than a year. It's okay if we ease back in. Got a real hard suggestion. Again, I forgot we were doing this. So I wasn't maybe as sharp as I could have been when I set out to do this normally, right?
Okay.
So all we got to do is get, like, the category of thing right.
I mean, low bar that
A-D-D-I.
I do think we're about to miss the field goal.
I know this is killer. I know this is good stuff. I know that because YouTube has reinforced it by the fact that no one is watching us right now. We had two viewers. We have zero. See, we're rusty. It's okay, man. It's okay.
I mean, look, this was a lot. We didn't schedule this. We just sprung this on people.
It's true. And in fact, it's interesting watching people come in midstream being like, I don't know what's
happening.
Yeah,
I don't what. Who are these people?
Why are they doing this?
I'm trying to get each other. Are I'm they trying friends? To get viewership hours up is the boring answer.
Yeah, I know. But you're not supposed to say the thing.
Watch this again. Watch it two times in a row.
True.
Help Daddy monetize. So I say food, and I don't know. It's gonna be some kind of street food from a part of the world I've never been to. It's gonna be similar to hummus.
Great. It's like a dip.
It's like a dip.
Like a street food dip. I love that.
Nope, that's cobble. That's not.
All right, well,
it's not a dip.
We're gonna step aside, take a quick break. I mean, we're going to still be on the stream, but you listening at home, we'll figure this out. At some point, we'll figure out how to do this.
We're going to do a cliffhanger going into this, but I'm so mad at John right now. I'm so mad at John.
We'll be back with the answer. But first, Glenn is just going to talk right into the camera about this week's sponsor.
This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by Milk Cartons. Do you drink milk? Does your tummy work normal and good, not like mine, and you just drink the regular milk because it doesn't make your tummy hurt? Well, how are you going to get a lot of it around? What are you going to do? Put it in a bag like Canada? Absolutely not. No. You get a milk crate, and then you put, what do you think, 4-6 gallons?
I forgot what we're talking about.
Milk crates?
Milk crates? Oh, they're the best.
How many milks are you fitting in there? Do you need furniture?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just steal milk crates.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of vinyl records. The only way to store that.
It sure says on the side of the milk crate, hey, this is the property of the milk company. This is not yours, but it's yours. It's fine. We said it's okay.
It's true. Use promo code MILKMEDADDY at checkout for 10%.
Just put that in the discount code. Do not type that into your search bar. You are going to melt your computer.
All right, we are back. We are back, and I have terrible news. And
that's why I'm mad at you. I looked it up as we were going into the break.
Could not be worse news, because it's my fault. It's my fault that we are going to lose this week, because Kabaddi is a contact team sport. Obviously, I'm reading from Wikipedia now. Played between two teams of seven players, the objective of the game is for a single player on offense, referred to as a raider, to run the opposing team's half of the court, touch out as many of their players, and return to their own half of the court, all without being tackled by defenders in 30 seconds.
Wait, this sounds incredible.
Yeah, so it's like, okay.
Like,
so you like have one guy, and instead of dodgeball,
this is Red Rover. Yeah. It's tag.
He runs over and he tries to tag people without getting tackled, and he's got 30 seconds to do it and get back safely. That's pretty dope.
That sounds genuinely so fun.
Points are scored for each player tagged by a raider, while the opposing
They're called raiders. Yeah. That's awesome.
Opposing team earns a point for stopping the raider, so a tag is a point and a tackle is a point. Players are taken out of the game if they are touched or tackled, but are brought back in for each point scored by their team from a tag or a tackle. So dodgeball rules. You catch a dodgeball and your team comes back. Yeah.
Why aren't we teaching this in schools?
It's like full contact dodgeball.
What are we going to do? Let's play kickball, children. No.
It's popular in the Indian subcontinent and other surrounding Asian countries. Although accounts of kabaddi appear in the histories of ancient India, the game was really popularized as a competitive sport in the 20th century.
This sounds so fun.
It's the national sport of Bangladesh.
I've never had this feeling about learning about a sport before.
No?
Where it's like, that sounds both fun to watch and to play.
Yeah.
No one's ever explained the rules of soccer to me, and I thought I would love to get out on the old pitch and run around in the grass. Oh boy, what fun. I would love to be outside right now.
But
I think Kabaddi's doing it. I think Kabaddi's doing it for me.
If I was like, hey, I got a pickup game of kabaddi,
yeah,
you'd be like, let me do that. Or maybe 20 years ago you would have. Now it
so
might
a couple
kill you.
A couple years ago now, I was at a comedy festival. And as a fun activity for everybody, they had like a kickball game of the comedians. I think I might have talked about it on here before, because I went hard in the kickball. I put work in. I tried.
Do you feel good about that now?
Yeah, we won. And that was the right decision. I want to do that, but with this game instead, because kickball is not a fun game.
Sure.
This sounds rad.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is you need a lot of people to play.
I mean,
that's the challenge now, right?
Standard rules is seven per team, as we just learned. You could probably do it with, what's the minimum? Obviously, one-on-one kabaddi, that's nothing. That's, you're just fighting over a line.
4-on-4 would definitely work. I don't know if 3-on-3 would.
3-on-3 might be a little bit.
It depends on maybe the size of the space that you're on, right?
I thought you were going to say the size of
the people?
Players. I'm like, yeah. I mean, three children, that's going to be a different experience than three adults.
Honestly, youth kabaddi is where it's at, right?
Sit back my and kids' just school. Each other. So my kids' school has multiple times now asked me to coach things. Mm-hmm. Now, I am, of course, wholly unqualified.
Sure.
Not even a little bit interested.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it. But We do a fourth grade kabaddi team. Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, man.
I mean, part of the problem, besides my complete disinterest in sports, the other reason that I don't coach is because it's my job to like travel around a lot. So committing the time is the real issue, but I might
take
a sabbatical from comedy to really focus on my kabaddi coaching career. Because I know my future's not in playing, right? Mm. I know the limitations of my bad, broken body. And professional kabaddi is not in the future for me. But I feel like I can get a good understanding of the game and really impart some strategy and wisdom.
Well, and even if coaching to the youth, why not go into broadcasting, right? Color commentating kabaddi matches, that could be something you could do.
The problem is I think it would just be me repeatedly going, God, that looks fun. That's so cool. What a good game. What a good game that got invented. This looks really fun. That would be the whole commentary. That's what more sports commentary should be. If you guys like it so much, why aren't you saying that constantly while you're watching a hockey game?
Is that what your commentary on chess matches is like?
Kind of.
Wowee, what a fun game this is.
It was. There was
F and then jump over there.
All right. I see what you're doing. But there was a really good game that I was watching over the summer. And my wife was making dinner and then, like, plating it, but the game got, like, really intense for a minute. And it was a lot of me just going, this is, like, trying to explain to my wife and kids why this streamed chess match was so exciting. And they didn't.
Can I be honest with you?
They didn't get it.
We're streaming live. I'm an active participant in this.
All right, so
I was looking at you while you were talking about that, and
I was
trying to pay it. I don't.
All right,
it
so
was really boring.
Wesley,
was,
so like, I think he's number three them. In the world.
It's just, I don't. No one wants this.
He was playing a much younger player.
Okay.
Who's well lower rated than Wesley? So they're playing, building to a draw. It was pretty clear. This game is probably going to end in a draw, which, if you're that younger player, that is a great result in this situation. But the kid goes for it. He's like, no, I'm going to beat the third best chess player in the world. And then, I forget where he was in the tournament, but, like, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I'm going to risk losing this game instead of just taking, like, the safe draw against a player who's clearly better than me. And I'm gonna take him down. He didn't. I think it still ended in a draw, but it was an incredible game to watch. And the whole time, my wife and children are sitting there watching, or eating dinner, and I'm just watching it. It was the most dad thing I think I've ever done. Like, you want to do like a parody of like a dad in the 50s, or I guess 60s would make more sense, where like they're watching the football game on TV and ignoring their children during dinner or whatever. The dad from A Christmas Story.
Right.
Although that was the honeymoon.
What do I have to do to get you to stop talking about chess right now?
You...
Alright. Alright, well, you just knocked me off camera there because you're very proud of yourself. Alright, there we go. I'm back, everybody. For those listening to the podcast for the first time, this happens quite frequently where Glenn amuses himself, laughs aggressively, can't stop laughing. And rather than stop or take a second, I just tend to do narration and stall for him as he gets over himself. He's not really listening to anything that I say right now. He is so self-absorbed in this moment of just laughter. Just completely in his own.
It hurts so much. Set me up again. I think I can do it.
Oh, boy.
You said, what do I have to do to get you to stop talking about chess?
Yeah, what do I have to do to get you to stop talking about chess, bud?
Eat a bag of dicks.
That's why, as a professional comedian, don't know if the audio came through. He did, in fact, say, eat a bag of dicks. Take all, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm in so much pain.
Well, to put a button on the audio version of the podcast, I gotta tell you, Glenn, we
blew it because you didn't listen to me. Oh, Pat likes things that aren't sports. No, he doesn't. He just likes sports and Cornish pasties.
It's true. Well, I'm sorry I let you down, bud, but I'm glad you're enjoying that tiny can of Diet Coke I gave you because with the weird angle of the camera.
It's really a regular size can. Yeah. I'm enormous.
Yeah. Little Princess Bride action. Well, we end every episode of Improvised Wikipedia by offering up a potential edit, we would never condone changing.
Oh, no, no, no. We would never do that.
But if you were to add a faked fact to the Kabaddi page, if you were going to do that, what would it be, Glenn?
Can it be that professional comedian Glenn Tickle has a side career as a children's Kabaddi coach?
It could, though it does feel like it's a little self-serving in your desire to have a Wikipedia
page. That is true. Hey, make a Wikipedia page for me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's better that you're just blatantly saying it now. I don't know.
I don't have one, and I would like one. John should have one, too. There should be one for this show.
Yeah.
For each of us. Mm-hmm. And, I would say your cats. The cats would probably just be like a subheader under yours.
Yeah, probably. What's it say about us that we don't have it yet, though? It's really kind of on us. We took a year off, Glenn. We're back, though.
We're back, baby.